fizzled out that we kept going until my grandfather actually passed away, and then everybody just kind of quit going. But
and what did the parade consist of?
It was military things. You know, they had different people from like the different wars and the different branches of the military, and of course it was the fire department and the fire trucks and police cars and horses and, you know, the Shriners, clowns, and it still goes on today, and it's actually it's a pretty big parade now. You know, we thought back then that it was a big parade, and you know, the fire trucks, and if they had a float, they would all throw out candy, and you know, we would run out there in the street and grab it up. And
you said your grandfather was really important in keeping this together. Was he in the military?
He was not. Okay. It was just something that I guess he liked to do, since he lived in the Alpharetta-Roswell area all his life. Uh-huh. And, you know, so that's just something that, you know, he liked to do. And
that's about the only place he'd go.
I know.
Okay, let's see. And how about your education? What was the school like when you went to school?
Well, when, like, high school, they were huge compared to, say, when my mother and them were going. You know, it was, when I started high school, I went to Walton High my first couple of years, and of course there was, you know, almost 2,000 there, and then they built Lassiter, and I went there my last two, and it started off at like 1,500, and you know, it's got elevators and things like that in it, but it was huge, and it was all kind of clubs you could get into, things to do. I mean, it's not like it used to be when they were growing up. You know,
it's not like it's now's different from what it was.
But it was good. You know, when you were talking about the different kind of people and different kind of cliques. You know, when I was going to high school, you know, you had your freaks and you had your geeks and you had your preps and, you know, I'm trying to think of a couple of more, but there was, you know, like six different groups that, you know, people were in. You know, they're nerds, you got your nerds, your freaks, your geeks, you know, and we used to call, back then people would just say anything. You know, people were called heads if we thought that they were doing some kind of illegal stuff. But you know, like I say, the schools were so big that you usually got into a clique of people, and throughout high school, that's pretty much who you stayed with, unless, you know, something happened. But as this area was growing so fast back then, that, you know, every year there was, you know, a few hundred new students. Those cliques would get, the groups would get even bigger, and but it was fun. I mean,
Your mother said that when those groups divided sort of along lines of money, a family life. Do you think that was the case?
I do in some cases. You know, you could tell who had money, and you could tell who didn't. And then, you know, you could always, you know, there were some people that